Guatemala, like Colombia, has known decades of deep political divisions and violent clashes between left and right-wing factions. In 1996, Guatemala ended a 36-year civil war in which more than 200,000 people were killed or disappeared. An official inquiry blamed most of the atrocities on the security forces. Since the war's end, forensic anthropologists have unearthed the skeletons of many war victims, examining some 2,000 bodies. But some people would prefer that their investigations cease. 3 months ago, the Guatemalan Forensics Anthropology Foundation received a letter containing death threats. It said, "For 10 years now, we have known who you are and let you be. Now it's time to settle accounts." Freddy Pecciarelli, who heads the organization, left Guatemala at the beginning of May. We reached him today in New York City, and he described more of what the letter said.
They know our weaknesses. They know that we have children. They know we have families. And there was a list. The first people who will die are the following 11 people. And there was a list with those names. Four of those people on the list work for the Guatemalan Forensic Anthropology Foundation.
Was yours one of them?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm one of them. And later went on to say that no more exhumations will be carried out. No trials should be carried out because of the exhumations. We've had the opportunity to exhume a lot of bodies in peace, but now our families and our children will bury our bodies crying. The letter was followed later by some phone calls, and eventually they even started going after family members, holding them at gunpoint so they can give messages to the anthropologists.
Why is it that these threats are being made now, do you think? What does the timing tell you?
Well, there's many things that can be, it could be attributed to. There are several things happening. For example, there's an organization in Guatemala along with the prosecutor's office that are preparing a case for genocide. It's a very strong case, and it's being brought against top officials in the current government, who were also top officials in the government when all these massacres occurred.
So you think you might be getting closer, would suggest?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think maybe now they're realizing that the work we do can be used in court.
What do the bodies tell you?
Oof. Well, the bodies tell many stories, horrible, horrible stories about the cause of death. A lot of people, shot in the head at very close range with machine guns, A lot of the people were also struck in many different places with machetes. Little kids, for example, we have many little kids who were killed who usually are struck in the head with a blunt object or taken by their arms and legs and swung against a tree or a column or anything hard. We have many women. We also have pregnant women. We have the elderly, and obviously about 50% are combat age males, which is what we expected, but we did not expect that we would have so many other ages represented and so many women represented in all the dead.
Mr. Pecciarelli, I know you were named in this threat, but why did you decide to leave? Isn't that in some sense acceding to the demands of those who threatened you?
Yeah, in a way it is. I mean, it was a very difficult decision to make. The letter wasn't the only thing that happened. There was also some phone calls a couple of days afterwards, and there was an incident that occurred against one of my relatives specifically. So if you put everything together, they started getting very personal with me. And I'm not, I haven't left Guatemala permanently. I'm only on vacation. I need to take a little break, gather my thoughts, and try to go back with a little bit of strength and a new idea on how to confront the situation. But there's too much work to do in Guatemala. I mean, we have enough work for the next 10 or 15 years in Guatemala.
I understand that your own father received death threats years ago.
Yeah, that is correct. My family left Guatemala back in 1980. Then I just went back, 7.5 years ago. So it's just a bit hard for my entire family to have to relive this again.
You have left, but is the forensic work still continuing?
Of course. Definitely. The Guatemalan Forensic Anthropology Foundation is working at their peak. We've never had this much personnel working for us, and we've never had this many investigations waiting for us. It's a very strong movement to towards recuperating all these lost lives. And that is more important than any death threat.
Freddy Petrarelli is president of the Guatemalan Forensic Anthropology Foundation. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.